Okay, I'm here with Dan Price at the Election Count. And I just got a few questions for him to ask. Dan, tell me, what was the campaign like?
It's been really good. I've really enjoyed talking to the public all over the county, talking about my priorities, what I would do if elected, and I think that's been really well received.
Okay, and you know, your interaction with the rest of the candidates?
Look, I'm a very respectful person. We have difference of opinions. I've certainly exposed what I think has been inappropriate behaviour from the Crooked Commissioner, but we've always kept our campaign civil. And I think, you know, we've got that point across loud and clear.
Oh, that's brilliant. And your prediction for today, is Dan the man going to be the man?
Well, I'm hopeful that we've done enough. I think the country is yearning for change. I think that's the case in Cheshire as well. And I think we're just now busy making sure that the count's coming together. But yeah, I'm incredibly hopeful and optimistic and looking forward to doing a really important job as a dedicated public servant.
Well, that's great. Well, obviously, you know, we wish you the best of luck, sir.
Thanks very much.
Okay, take it easy. Sweet. Hello there, Mr. John Dwyer. All right, first question. Nice to see you, sir.
Thank you.
Question. How's the campaign gone?
I thought it had gone very well, actually, but the turnout across the county has been very low, disappointingly low, so I don't know what this is going to hold for me, but I thought the campaign had gone well. We've produced the goods in the county. I've increased numbers of police officers, increased the safety on our streets, detection of crime's gone up, numbers of crimes has gone down. So what's not to like? But you know what? We get the flavour from across the country, don't we? I think the word Conservative is probably not the word to use these days in the current climate. So we'll wait and see. But I think the campaign went well. We did the best we could. We'll see what happens.
And how was the interaction with the other candidates? Was it OK?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's been we've had a few debates, of course, which you'll be aware of. But no, it's gone OK, really.
And literally, If you are to win today...
I think it's about actually continuing to increase the number of police officers because it's very important. The public want to see more police officers. They want to see them on the streets more. And my agenda would be to actually make that happen for them.
OK, well, we wish you the best of luck, sir.
Thanks very much.
Okay, I'm here at the count for Police and Crime Commissioner. This is Jonathan Starkey for Cheshire Matters. And I'm with Paul Duffy, the Lib Dem candidate. Paul, how's it been going?
Yeah, it's been going really good, really good. So very happy with where we are up to today. Very happy with the campaign. I think it's been a really good, positive campaign. I think in credit to the other two candidates as well. They've been excellent. There's not been any mud. It's been all about policy. So I think there's definitely a lesson learned from this campaign into other elections, especially with the general election coming up. It's been really good, and I've actually enjoyed it, really enjoyed it.
So I was just about to ask, so you got on well with the other candidates?
Yes. It's been robust. It's been fair debate, which I think is right and proper. But at the end of the day, you know, I came into the hall and they both were there and they both greeted me absolutely fine. I think we've had a really good, sort of robust debate about, you know, our differences as in policies, but it's never got personal. And I think it's been an exemplar for how a campaign and an election should be run, actually. And so fair credit to both candidates, John Dwyer and Dan Price.
And what's the biggest thing, win or lose, from today that you're going to take with you?
So we're in the middle of accounting, but I'm realistic. I think the Lib Dem picture for the Police and Crime Commissioner matches what we are seeing nationally. You know, like it's more than unlikely at this point that I'll win.
Here it is.
Okay, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for your patience. Before I do the final declaration, can I just thank all the staff for your work over the last few days? I know many of you have been working on these elections since very early on Thursday morning, so thank you very much for all your effort. So these are the final declared results for the Police and Crime Commissioner for the Cheshire Police Area. I, Stephen Young, being the police returning officer at the above counting area, do hereby give notice that the number of votes recorded for each candidate at the said election is as follows. Duffy Paul Michael, the Liberal Democrats, 27,342. Dwyer John Vincent, commonly known as Dwyer John, the Conservative candidate, More Police, Safer Streets, 65,836. Price Daniel John, commonly known as Price Dan, the Labour Party candidate, 86,279. 2,518 ballots were rejected and the turnout was 21.7%. And I therefore declare that Dan Price is duly elected as Cheshire's Police and Crime Commissioner.
Everybody. Firstly, can I begin by thanking my election agent Jane and our army of volunteers throughout this campaign and our hugely dedicated party staff. The Labour Party staff, my team, have been incredible, incredibly hardworking, committed, wonderful people. So without you, this result simply wouldn't be possible. Secondly, to the election staff here this evening and across the county, or this afternoon and across the county. Your diligent service and dedication, thank you for everything you've done. And I'd like to make it a very special thank you to the Halton team for the oversight and leadership that you've shown throughout this election process. And of course, to my family and my wonderful husband, Alessandro, your support, as always, is unwavering and invaluable. And I couldn't have stood without you constantly cheering me, so thank you. These elections have shown that this country and our county are crying out for change. The result today proves this. After 14 years, it couldn't be any clearer. The Conservatives have run out of road. Their scandals, misleading and failed promises have brought trust in our politics to record lows. So to the local Conservatives, take this message back to Tory HQ. Replacing 20,000 police officers that you've cut is not more officers. Tackling the issues that your own policies have created is not an improvement. And the gimmicks are never the solution. The public are not fools. The country is yearning for politicians to serve with honesty, integrity and selflessness. They want doers who will deliver the ideas and the energy that our communities deserve and need. I fought this election promising to protect all communities and make our county safer. Working with our constabulary, that is what I pledge to deliver. It's an honour to have been elected as Cheshire's next Police and Crime Commissioner. The Cheshire public have entrusted in me this great responsibility. And in return, my promise is that I won't let you down. Thank you.
As the now retiring Police and Crime Commissioner, I hadn't realised we were in for a political broadcast, but I want to say this to you. When I came into post in 21, I inherited a real mess left by my Labour predecessor. I've sorted that mess out. I now hand over to you, Dan, and I wish you well. I hand over to you a very effective, highly performing constabulary, but also a very effective and highly performing Office of Police and Crime Commissioner. Please don't abuse them, as my predecessor did. Look after them, because they will look after you. They're a first-class team all round. I wish you well. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I just want to say, mine is all going to be thank yous. So I want to thank the North West Liberal Democrats team and the Cheshire East, Cheshire West, Warrington, etc. The whole Cheshire Police Area Liberal Democrats, I want to thank you all very much. Val, Jen, to Callum, to Peter and Brenda, and to everybody else that helped support my campaign. Thank you very much for those. I'd like to thank everybody here in the hall and everybody from the Chief Constable to the Office of the Police Crime Commissioner as well. I'd like to thank them very much. Thank all you guys for staying on a Saturday afternoon. And second last, I'd like to thank Dan. Congratulations to Dan. I hope you're very successful. Remember those market towns, please. And I would like to thank John Dwyer, who I did. It was a robust debate, I think, over the campaign. And I would say thank you very much to John as well, who took the snowballs that I threw at him. I took them with a lot of grace and didn't lose his temper or his ride, handled it very well. And I think it's also a respect that he did have 30 years in the police force, and I've never questioned him, so I appreciate your effort there. I always leave this to last, and I at my wedding I forgot to thank my wife, so I've never made that same mistake. So I'd like to thank Cara and Aaron, and definitely to my wife Melanie, who has had to sit and listen to Lib Dem values for the last 6 weeks, and I think she deserves a break. So thank you very much. Saturday, please go home.
Thank you all very, very much. Have a lovely weekend.
Dan, just a quick comment.
Yes.
How does it feel to be the new Police and Crime Commissioner, sir?
It's great. It's a real privilege and an honour. And I can't wait to get stuck in.
Well, you're going to be taking over, I believe it's next Wednesday?
Thursday, I believe.
Thursday?
Yeah. So... But look, I'll be, in all honesty, getting around the county as soon as possible.
So you'll be hitting the ground running?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, we wish you the best of luck, Dan.
Thank you very much.
No problem.